for a couple of weeks, and it's great to be back. It's been nice weather here, so I hope everybody's been having a wonderful New Year so far. Today, we celebrate the Epiphany of the Lord. And it's interesting how we've pictured in our mind, you know, the Epiphany. Here's Jesus in the manger, and then the Magi, the kings, they come to visit, and well, that's not what was in the gospel. It's not in there. That's not how it was. But I get ahead of myself. All of our readings today really had a similar theme. It was about Jesus coming to the world, God being there for all the world. And it came out, first of all, in Isaiah, and it talked about, nations shall walk by your light. All nations walking by his light. And, you know, it kind of foretold the Magi story in a way. Jesus is the light of the world, revealed in the brightness of the star that leads foreigners to himself, to Israel, to the Savior. In our second reading, we see a little bit of an attempt to unite all the people to himself. Jesus unifies those who were separate. From Paul's letter to the Ephesians, he talks about the Gentiles, or co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. All people are welcome to the gospel. And of course, you know, in Jesus' time, it was just the Jews, the chosen people only. The Gentiles, not so much. But Jesus is saying, no, it's not about just the Jews. It's about all the people of the world. And that was kind of the theme. We get into a struggle sometimes, because I think even now, sometimes we get into that us versus them, you know, and say, well, us Catholics and those other Christians, us Christians and all those other religions, and, you know, you can go on and on about that. But that's not what Jesus is about. Jesus is about reaching all people. And one of the things I love about prison, because when I go down to prison, man, I get all kinds. I mean, we got the Muslims, the Hindus, we got all the denominations of the Christian faith down there. And it's always interesting, because when you talk about Jesus, certainly among all the Christian faiths, we're all speaking with the same voice. And even when you talk to the Muslims, they understand Jesus as a prophet in a different way, but they're still seeing the one true God. It is about that understanding and appreciation for people, no matter what their faith or what their background is. And so this feast day today is kind of about that, because let's look at the Magi. You know, we think about, as I mentioned before, Jesus in the crib. It was 2 years before they got there. I hope he wasn't still in the crib, because he should have been able to walk by then, you know. So if he was walking around, let me climb into the crib here. No, it wasn't like that. They were, Mary and Jesus were in a house, and they came to that house. So it was a while. It was time. It was later than, well, what we imagine from all the, well, you know, we three kings of Orient are. We're going to hear that probably today. I don't know, but it's not quite like that. But it is about that understanding of welcoming other people. Think about Magi, the first real visitors to Jesus who worshipped him were foreigners. They weren't even really Gentiles. I mean, they were from another, well, you know, they probably were in the occult, as a matter of fact. But think about that. How did they get started on this quest following the star? The star rose in the east, and they said, oh, let's go follow that star. Really? Who would do that? There was something divine going on there. And when they were called to follow that star, that wasn't an easy trek. I figure it was about 2 years in coming. Because what did Herod do, you know, when he was You know, when he massacred all the innocents, 2 years and younger. You know, it's like, wow. 2 years. So think about that journey. I mean, they didn't have GPS. They didn't know when they were going to get there. They started off in this trek going, how long is this going to take? Following a star. When will we get there? I mean, how do you ever get to a star? And yet, they did that. And they followed that star. And then think about when they got into Israel and they lost the star. Now what? Well, obviously the star was leading us to Israel, so let's go to the headquarters. Let's go to Jerusalem and ask there. They'll probably know where he's at. Well, not really. And when you think about that, here's these magi coming in saying, where's the newborn king of the Jews? And they're going, there's Herod, but he's not really newborn. And, of course, the news got to Herod, and Herod's going, yeah, where is this newborn king of the Jews? Oh, blown away. And that's why I said, you know, the people were upset because the scribes and the Pharisees, the scribes and the chief priests, well, I guess we'll look it up. Oh, okay, Bethlehem. I guess they're in Bethlehem. Why didn't they know that? Maybe God directed them to go to Jerusalem to say, hey guys, it's starting. And then they went on. And they did go to Bethlehem. Again, they found the star again and led them right to Mary and Jesus. And of course, then there's the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh. And of course, that's why we understand them as the three kings or the three magi. We don't know how many there were. They could have had 50 people there. We don't know. But they had at least three because the gold, frankincense, and the myrrh, because nobody'd bring in three gifts. So, but again, kind of breaking the mold here a little bit, it's about understanding. Things were different then, but not so much different that they wouldn't have support people kind of helping them on the way. The Magi story is a beautiful thing. Jesus being adored by foreign people who don't know anything about all the Jewish traditions. They just knew they were drawn to this place. There was something there. And when they got there, Jesus was there. And they fell to their knees, laid prostrate, and worshiped him. That's a miracle. Because they saw and understand. Much in the same way that John at the tomb looked in the tomb and he saw and he believed. Same thing. That's a thing of faith. That's something that was God-given. And the Magi are like us. We, all of us, or at least the vast majority of us, are all Gentiles. Because of the Magi, it was beginning. The beginning story. In Paul's letter to the Ephesians, it kind of goes back and said, yes, it's about the Gentiles. They're part of us, and we're part of them. And that is the bigger story about what the Epiphany is all about. Plus one more thing. It's about following your star. We all have a star. We all have a calling, something that we yearn to be, people we want to be with, places we want to go. Is that leading us to Jesus? And when we get to Jesus, do we understand truly fulfillment? Today, as we come to the altar to receive the body and blood of Christ, let's reflect on our own star. Where is it leading us?